Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 gets you. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to get to today, including the return of Hugh's holiday stocking. We'll tell you all about that. Santa Douglas over here. We'll get to you people later in the show, see what they're up to. A lot to discuss, including a big game tonight that we, and certainly I, after what I said a month ago, I'm going to have my eye on tonight, the Cowboys and the Lions. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I want to give a shout-out to everybody we went to the Flyers game with last night. It was a great time, man. It's always different, you know, different atmosphere going to the Flyers.
I had a lot of fun last night. We hit some goal-scoring bets.
What's different
bets.
About it?
Kyle.
He means the ice and the cold.
Oh, no, it was just different. Yeah. Gotcha. Let me just tell you. I'm going to paint a picture for you. Mm-hmm. Because I met y'all in, what was the name of the suite again? The
Showplace.
Showplace. Yeah. So I walk in, right, and people start looking at me like they thought I was lost.
Well, did you look lost?
I'm walking in and everybody's like, wait, hold up. The Sixers aren't playing tonight. What are you doing here? No, it was just different, man. There was a lot of white people.
Well, what did you expect?
I didn't know.
It's hockey.
I didn't know. I you know how, because when you go in the game, right, you go to the Sixers game, mm-hmm. and it's a cornucopia,
sure,
of different people, not the same.
Well, you know what,
at the Flyers game, but listen, that's not to say that everybody was nice.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah,
it was an awesome time. We had a ball. You two guys, that's the first time, because like we've hung out together, mm-hmm. but you two guys together at a hockey game?
We were hitting some goal-scoring bets, Hugh Douglas.
Man, listen.
We cleaned up.
Yeah, I mean, it was a
big
night.
You guys
are... I'm officially a Bobby Brink guy, by the way. Bobby Brink, a player.
That was huge.
Guy's a player.
You guys don't know how to act in public, though, man.
Because we were booing the refs? No, you guys. In public?
No, potty mouths and yelling. Like, you got both of y'all.
I don't have a potty mouth.
Both of y'all were yelling.
That one call was a joke, and you know it. I mean, like, what am I supposed to do?
But... we're way up in the rafters, and y'all yelling like somebody could actually hear you.
Yes.
They can.
And you know what else I had epiphany about?
What's that?
It's funny, right, because we sat with a great group of people, mm-hmm. but they talked the whole night.
Yeah.
They were running their mouth the whole night.
They had a lot of stuff to say.
They had a lot of stuff to say, but it was funny because it's eerily similar to what we do on a daily basis.
They were doing their talk show.
Some nonsensical sports takes.
Well, I don't know about that people.
But... well, they were. Someone were, because I'm listening, because I'm like, damn, dude, buddy gonna talk the whole game.
Well, he had a lot of takes. Appreciate that.
And no, but I get it. But it just came full circle for me.
It's like the show was behind you.
Yes, and that's what we do on a daily basis. So with that being said, when we have our takes, think about the stupid ass takes that y'all have when y'all sitting at bars with your friends on a daily basis, and then couch that, because this is what we do as sports fans. We're fans. Just like everybody else is a fan. Mm-hmm. So when you sit there and you say something about what we say on the air or whatever, think about the stupid ass stuff you say when you go to the bar with your friend.
Well,
speaking of sports takes.
I'll transition.
Bring the show back like I took too much time.
hijacked the first 4 minutes.
I was just thinking about that, and I was just like, man, we are no different.
Yep.
All I'm saying, we are all like-minded. Yep. That's all I'm saying.
Speaking of stupid-ass takes, about a month ago, I said something that was considered a stupid-ass take. I sat here, I think it was Monday, November 3rd, and today is Thursday, December 4th, and I said...
Don't you do it, Joe.
Well, I said something. I said it loud, and I said it proud, Hugh Douglas. I said that the NFC East was over. In fact, we raised a banner in that the division was over. It was finished. And Kyle participated. We had a great time. A lot of our audience was on board. The NFC East was over. We cited the odds, and you... Yes, yes, I told you so. Douglas is back. You said you wouldn't participate, and it wasn't. Hugh, as we enter week 14 of the NFL, what a huge one tonight. The Dallas Cowboys, the Detroit Lions, I will be watching it for two reasons. One, obviously it's a big game, and it impacts everything with this Eagles season. But also, because I could look like a complete fool if the Dallas Cowboys win this football game tonight, and they continue to push the Eagles in the NFC. So here is where I'm at. I know there's a lot of people out there that want me to take back the take, right? That I mean, like, the day after I said it, people like, take it back. So I am not planning to do that. I'll consider everything over the course of the show. I'm not planning to do that right now. I have no plans to take back the take that the NFC East is over. But, Hugh, I'd be lying to you and to everyone if I didn't say my confidence was shaken a little bit. I have had shaken confidence the last 2 weeks with what's happened with the Dallas Cowboys winning three in a row, including the comeback over the Eagles, and then beating the Chiefs, and of course the Eagles losing to the Cowboys after being up 21-0, and then what we saw against the Bears. My confidence is shaken. I mean, I know the odds are still in the Eagles' favor, and they still have a great chance to finish this division, and I still believe they will. But Hugh, I'm not as confident or close to as confident as I was a month ago. Hugh Douglas, are you still confident that the Philadelphia Eagles will win the division?
First of all, allow me just one more long talking segment.
Well, we did one already.
Two in the first.
I had the Cowboys. I put them in my kiss the baby pool like weeks ago, right?
Yeah, yep. You did.
But I don't think they're dead.
Oh, they're
as
not
a matter
dead.
Of fact,
no, they're
as
alive.
As a matter of fact, I think they win tonight. Because it just feels... No,
oh,
I'm
man, oh, what no. are you doing to me?
No, I'm not gonna say it.
What are you doing to me?
I speak my truth, man. And the reason why I say that is this. And I always couch it by saying in a small sampling size. They look pretty focused.
Yes.
On the carefully spliced together NFL Hard Knocks segment. Now, I will say that about potentially what the Dallas Cowboys look like. They spliced together a team out of all four teams, to be totally honest, look real focused. They look like they're having fun. That's the consensus. When I talk to my friends that watched it, my football playing friend, ex-football playing friends, and my friends that watch football, they all say the same thing. They look pretty cohesive.
Mm.
They look pretty cohesive.
Mm.
And they're playing good football right now.
I thought you were going to help make me feel better here. I mean,
but
you're
yeah,
not,
I think,
you're
but,
not.
But don't
you're
take
not.
It back.
You're not.
Because let me, I'm going to help you out right
okay.
here. I believe in the Philadelphia Eagles with my whole heart. Now, with that being said, somebody's probably in the car like, Hugh, why do you believe in Eagles? Because they haven't shown you anything, and you're right. They haven't. Haven't shown you a whole lot. But I do believe that with the current situation that they're in, Joe, if they execute better, because you can't change the concepts of the offense, anything that like that. But if you execute better, you are wildly more talented than most teams you're going to face on any given Sunday.
Well, they are, and they should be. And they're favored to win on Monday, and they'll be favored to win over the Raiders. And they'll be favored to beat the Commanders twice. The Eagles should finish this. But I can't pretend I'm as confident in the Eagles finishing this as I was 4 weeks ago. I mean, 4 weeks ago, we raised a banner. I don't even know what happens if you raise a banner and then that you can't keep the banner up. We have to have a banner removal show? Like, I've never said, I don't know how this works.
Said, I don't know what to
do. I don't know what the protocol is.
I don't know what to do.
So, first of all,
you
the
just
Eagles.
Roll it back up.
Oh, yeah. Just put it back in the closet.
Simple fix.
Pretend it never happened. All right. 215-592-9494. Are you confident? Are you still confident that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to win the NFC?
I still believe.
Yeah, I
doesn't
still.
Doesn't sound like you do.
No, I know.
I do believe. Well, I'm just
the
realist.
You know, the Cowboys winning tonight does not help the situation.
No, it doesn't.
It does not.
But the Cowboys, I mean.
This is their toughest game left on paper.
They're rolling, though.
I know.
But we are.
That's why I'm shaking today.
We are the masters of our destiny still. See, I would feel different.
I'm not sure about that.
We are. All the guy would do is win, what, four?
Well, so the Eagles' magic number is four. So that is a combination of Eagles wins, Cowboys losses.
Yeah.
If the Eagles win four, the Cowboys could win out and it doesn't matter.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So we are in this is where
you think
this
team's winning 4-5?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, I do.
Ooh.
Because you know what? And I'm going to say this, and somebody said, they're going to call me an idiot. I know. I mean, but I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. You're going to win them because you have to.
Oh, sure. That's the way this works.
No, because we are on the precipice right now. Just felt like using that word this morning, precipice. Of it, you have to get it done because we all know what's coming.
Yeah,
we know. Like for real, this is one of those situations in your job where if you have a deadline. And you don't meet that deadline, you already know what's going on the other side of that. You not
angry
that
boss
deadline.
Is
yeah,
on the other
yeah,
side.
Yeah, you already know what's on the other side of that. And you've dug in as Eagles. The Eagles have dug in. They're not changing anything. Coach Sirianni was steadfast about that. So you only have one alternative. Win. At all costs.
Well, they better win, and they better figure this out. 215-592. What are you doing? You okay?
I didn't call nobody. Stop.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know how to do this, man. This is the new iPad.
You're calling friends during the show?
I'm not calling anybody.
I heard her voice.
No, but I don't know how to work this new iPad.
Bring it back to the store after the show. 215-592.
You need to talk to the IT 94-94.
You need to turn your mic off. All right, let's hear from some Eagles here who are trying to make me feel better because obviously there's two parts to this. Part number one, here's what's changed in the last month. The Cowboys have woken up, right? That's obvious. The Cowboys have woken up. They're playing good football. The other thing that's happened is the Eagles have started to play poor football. It's catching up to them. And there's vibes here. Let's not pretend there's not. There's vibes to 2023. But Jordan Mailata, he said, no, not close to it. Here's Mailata on the Jordan Mailata Show on Monday.
Man, I'll tell you right now, this is nowhere near close to 2023. So let's put that in the, let's nip that in the bud right there. This is, at least as a player in the locker room, so I was part of the 2023 team and part of this team. It's nowhere near. Nowhere near.
How so?
I'm telling you now, the way we go about the practice, the detail, although we're not winning games, I shouldn't even say that. We've won 8 games.
Yeah.
I shouldn't even say that. You know, and I think just the way we attack every day with the attention to detail, some would say, I would probably say the detail right now is our in-game execution, right? That is lacking. We can go back to practice, and that will probably be a big emphasis of putting ourselves in these situations where they keep hurting us in games, and that's all you can do. And I feel like that wasn't there in 23. It's there this year. The coaching technique, it's there this year. It wasn't there in 23. So I just think I want to dead it, if you know where that came from. Dead it. I'm going to dead it. Right then and there, this is not a, I mean, maybe as a fan, but I can tell you now as a player, this is completely different to 2023. That's I don't even want to go there.
Well, so I appreciate him saying that. I appreciate him.
You don't believe it, though.
Feeling
it.
Well, he can feel that within the locker room, right? He could feel that within their meetings. There are signs of it. Like, the similarities are hard to ignore, right? Like, they got a great record to start, but there were signs the team wasn't as great, just like that season. There were signs, they weren't really a 10-1 team with a 10-1 record. This year was 8-2. And there's also one part of the team that stunk. In 2023, it was the defense, and it caught up to them. This year, it looks like the offense. So he could say it's not like that, and I hope he's right, and I'm sure I believe him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Believe they don't feel that, but there are signs there. All right, Sirianni also spoke about it because it's the elephant in the room. Is this 23 all over again where they're up big, including they were up big on the Cowboys in 23 in the division? I think they beat the Cowboys in a November game here. Wasn't that the game where Brandon Graham pushed Dak Prescott out of bounds right before he scored?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, right. They won that game. It was a great game, and they were up like three or four games.
They tried to lose it, though.
They did. But they won it.
Yep.
And they were up big on the Cowboys, and it seemed like the division was over. We did that whole thing. So that's similarities there, too. Here's Sirianni on the lessons they learned from 23 to now.
I'm sure you've heard the comparisons between this season and 2023. Not sure what you make of those, but when you think back to that 23 season, are there some lessons you take from it to avoid a similar outcome this year?
Yeah, I think that all the lessons, I think you saw a lot of that. The lessons we learned in 23 resulted in kind of what happened last year. So, of course, you always take lessons in everything of, you know, win, lose, or draw. You're always constantly trying to learn and get better. Sometimes that sting of the loss, or like you said, the 2023 season has even more impact, which is why I'm grateful for adversity and looking for an opportunity to get better from the adversity. And I think that most definitely those have lasting lessons. Won't be specific about it. I have a very specific thoughts of and written down of exactly what we learned and how we learned it and what we did for that. And so, you know, obviously that those lumps that you take, if you allow them to, can knock you down and keep you down, or those lumps that you take can, you know, let you rise up above everything.
All right, so Sirianni talking about the lessons. He even wrote them down, maybe in a notebook like Hugh Douglas's. So hopefully they work and they figure this thing out. 215.
Now you see my new notepad.
Well, that's a tiny notepad.
Got a tiny notepad.
Are we using that instead of the iPad because of the iPad issues?
Well, I need to figure it out, man.
iPad synced to your phone. This is the issue. That's why calls are coming through on the iPad.
No,
you
like,
have to
it was telling me.
It.
Yeah, it
do,
was telling
do people
me
know
to
that
call,
you're on the air from 10 to 2? Or?
No, I was telling me.
Oh,
to
you're
call
calling people. Oh,
no,
okay.
I guess that it heard me say a name, and I didn't say the name.
Yeah. Well, you must have said something. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you still confident the Eagles win the NFCs? Kyle, where are you at? As the Eagles are up, they're still the favorite, but this thing's gotten tighter.
I need you to stand tall, Joe.
Okay.
The people need you to stand tall. You know, this city, this fan base, they look to you.
Right.
As the voice of reason.
And for guarantees.
And for guarantees all
right.
the time. Nobody
yep.
ever calls you a jinx or
right.
anything.
Nope.
I can't trust you.
You
to
mean?
Lead the charge here.
I mean, of course not.
I can't get a read
proud,
on this guy.
And then you said, you're like, well, the Cowboys are going to win tonight.
I mean, they are.
You cut our legs out from under us.
No, I mean, I just feel that. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're going to win tonight.
All right. Well, that's why I can't follow you into battle. I mean,
what do you mean?
You know, you might have once been that guy. You're not that guy anymore, man.
I don't understand.
I see you quivering. You're shaking.
I'm quivering.
Not working for me.
I'm quivering.
You
not
might as well have
me.
Walked in here with a 10-gallon hat today, yeah. saying the Cowboys are going to win this game. I mean, come on.
And the boots and the stirrups. Yeah,
but
man.
I'm not a fan. Not a Cowboys fan. I just feel like they're riding a wave right now. Man.
Right. Yeah. I can't have that. I can't have that talk. I just look.
You
call
don't,
it coping.
You don't want truth talk.
No.
That's what we're doing.
No. Not when it comes to Eagles and Cowboys, yeah. man. Screw
I'm
logic.
Not, no.
Just tell me everything's going to be okay. Give me a warm glass of milk. Talk me in.
That sounds crazy. No, I can't do that. I can't do that. This is going to be a fight to the end. This
you know,
is going to be a fight
no,
to the
no
end.
No one wants
Look,
that.
I think that's what it's going
to
be.
I think it is going to take like another monumental epic collapse a la 2023 for this thing to really go off the rails. I just refuse to believe that's going to happen.
See, because listen, fellas, and this is why I feel like the Eagles have no other recourse but to win out. This is, even though they're holding it together.
Barely.
But they're it's held together.
Yeah, scotch tape and bubble gum.
You, what's that meme where the dude sitting in the room and it's on fire and he said, I'm fine?
Oh, this is fine.
Yeah, this is fine.
Yeah, everything's burning around them.
Because you have to. Because we all know. Listen, we cannot, I refuse to believe that we go on a three-game losing streak because we will not be able to survive that.
Oh, jeez. Well, you can't do it. Well, they better win. But also, we could use a loss tonight by the Cowboys. All right, 215-592-9494.
We've lost that luxury, Joe.
Yeah. This is the conversation we need to have today. Are you still confident the Eagles will win the NFC East? A month ago, we raised a banner on this show, and I'm staring up at that banner today, and I am shaking a little bit. The banner's staying up. I'm not taking it down until they tell us to. But I am shaking a little bit on this division. Hugh Douglas, confident, yet walking in here with a 10-gallon hat telling me the Cowboys are going to win tonight. Where do you come down? Do you still feel confident the Eagles win the NFCs? Chris in Middletown up on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris.
Joe, let me tell you something. I'm not letting you stand alone, my friend.
Thank you, Chris.
When you raised that banner, I was the first caller that
day.
I stood proudly with you waving the flag. And you know what? We're still doing it, Joe. We're standing proud. We're like Nick
Sirianni. Loud and proud, Chris.
We're like Nick Sirianni. We're doubling down. We're not backing away. Look, when you run through some adversity in life, it's the soft people that will just bend a knee and quit.
Mm-hmm.
We're not quitting. We're champions. We're leaders, Joe. We lead from the front. We take that fire on, and we don't flinch. We keep putting one foot in front of another and driving on until the mission is complete, which it's going to be. You know, Nick's got Hugh's notepad out, so he's locked in. He knows what's going on right now. We're good. We're going to be the first. Stay with me, Hugh. Mm-hmm. Back to back. We know
back
part
to back.
Two.
So I'll go back.
Mm-hmm.
2004. I'm not flinching. To all those loser Dallas cockroaches out there, little boy Jimmy, hope you got your ears on, you fraud. All of them are puffing out their chests and they think they're tough. No, you know what just happened? The calendar flipped to December.
Mm-hmm.
And we know
mm-hmm.
that in the cold, certain things shrivel up. Pause. The little boys from Dallas notoriously tighten up and shrink down, and their small size is revealed during this cold weather season of December. So, yeah, I'm going a little too much here, Kyle. But it's time, guys. This is what it's all about. You fraud Cowboy fans. All of you out there in the Delaware Valley, call in today. Call us wrong because we're taking names, Hugh Douglas. We're taking names. We're petty. We're going to run it in their face. Hey, speaking of petty, did you notice at James Franklin's press conference, Hugh, he had crumble cookies out? Just saying. But
oh,
let me digress.
Crumble cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hugh.
Yes.
I got a request, though. Please. Okay.
Yes.
Can you do this for Chris in Middletown?
What you got?
For Christmas sake, can you please turn off that damn iPad? All right.
I don't know how to do it.
You just turn it off. I mean, just.
Well, I'm trying to navigate the new. It's
no,
a new,
no, no,
this
no.
The new
it's not. It's not
maybe
working
that's,
out.
Maybe that's for after 2 o'clock.
It got the new chip. It got
that's,
the. It got the.
You,
super
that's wonderful.
Fast
yeah.
Chip.
Not working.
Hugh,
live show.
Hugh, help me out here, please. I don't need you giving Bobby Blue Jeans any more ammunition. I need you to lay low.
Yeah.
Lay low. Be good. Let Kyle and that disgusting thing on his lip do all the, you know, sticking the neck out
Excuse
there
me?
For a little while.
What'd you just say?
Thanks,
all right, Chris. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah. Somebody
doesn't want to get on the air Friday.
I've told Hugh to lay low, and he's got the iPad out. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's grab Jim in Bucks County. What's up, Jim?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I hate to say it, but I think the Eagles are done because of the collapse has already started, and it started back with the tweets, and they didn't handle that correctly. Sirianni lost the locker room, I believe, when that happened, and you know there was no support for Jalen when all that happened.
Mm.
You know, everybody made him out to be the bad guy, and it just persists. And I hate to say it, but the Cowboys are on fire right now. And that drives me up a wall, that they're playing so well and we look like the way we look. And I think we're going to lose Monday because Sirianni has said that they're not changing anything. So if the teams already know what we're going to do and it's already been proven that defenses know what we're going to run, how is that going to help us?
Yeah, it's not, Jim, it's not. It's going to be really hard to score points against good defenses. You know, like when the Raiders come in here 2 weeks, the Eagles will win that game because the Raiders are horrendous. But when they play the Chargers and the Bills, and even I think the Commanders, because they're division games, they're going to be challenging. It's going to be a challenge down the stretch. Other than that Raider game, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, and for Sirianni to come out and I understand he's got to support his offensive coordinator. I understand that, but to come out and say we're not changing anything, like bro, come on, like we're in what week 13 coming up, and obviously the defenses have us figured out, and we're not innovated. Like the Bears look so organized with their motions, and they had multiple motions. We can't even do one motion without a false start.
I know. I mean, Ben Johnson coached circles around us. Jim, we appreciate the phone call, man. 215-592-9494. What's your confidence level in the Eagles winning the NFC? Do you still believe it? Are you still confident the Eagles will win this division?
Yes.
You say it, but then you got the Cowboys winning tonight.
No, because listen.
Ah, not good. I am sweating.
I see you still riding that emotional high from last night.
Well, we had some goal scored.
Here's the thing, Joe, and this is how you have to look at it. Let me help the fans out today. We are still in control of our destiny.
Yes. But it's like a ship that's trying to get to shore, and we're taking on water here.
Now, as far as the concepts are concerned for this football team, we're not going to change those. We can't change those.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Coach Sirianni, but doubling down to you know, defend his offensive coordinator. He had to do that because he signed off on him. He believes in him. So it's a lot to unpack with this.
Yeah, there is. Let's unpack it. And should I take back the take? I will. I will consider everyone's opinion on this today. If you want me to take back the take that the NFC East is over, I will take it under consideration. 215-592-9494. Let's talk through this. Eagles, Cowboys, NFCs, who wins? A bold statement as well by Peter Schrager about the Cowboys. We'll let you hear that next. And we'll tell you all about Hughes Holiday Stocking, which will begin later in the show today. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, you can't expect to handle a long drive if you're starting every morning in bad field position. And a worn-out mattress will do that to you fast. Lucky for you, you get lucky today, people. The Mattress Warehouse semi-annual warehouse clearance event is happening right now. With warehouse-wide savings up to 60%, that's up to $800 off top brand names you know and love. And you can score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. With Queen Mattresses starting at just $179.99, Mattress Warehouse has a mattress for everybody and every budget. Whether you're upgrading your own setup or you're getting the house ready for holiday guests, let Mattress Warehouse exclusive bed match technology diagnostic team take care of you and take the guesswork out of choosing what's your next mattress. You'll find the perfect fit. Plus, this is the plus, people, 0% interest financing, free next day delivery, and the Mattress Warehouse signature 1 year lowest price guarantee. Take it from me. Why would you shop anywhere else? Visit MattressWarehouse.com to find a location near you. MattressWarehouse.com, MattressWarehouse.com.
For this song. Do like this song, though.
What is this from?
You don't know?
It sounds like Jersey Boys or something.
It's from a scene in Rocky.
Oh, wow. I don't remember this. You mean from the first one?
Yeah.
They're by the fire, like the
oh, you mean they do the fire?
The trash.
I don't remember this one.
Rock walks past them.
I didn't. Yeah, that's
crazy. Man, it's a good song. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. And no, I'm not taking it back. At least not yet. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Should I take back the take that the NFC East is over? And what is your confidence level right now that the Eagles will win this division? I was super confident to the point a month ago. We raised a banner. I mean, Kyle and I were all in. A lot of you guys were with me, by the way. And everyone's now like, oh, you know, you jinxed them. Right? We raised the banner. We celebrated. Hugh famously sat out the celebration.
Well, you sat out. Because I had vision in my third eye. Said, oh. Nothing's ever over.
You know what? If you had vision, maybe you could have told us because the Cowboys were like, I don't know, like 200 to 1 to win the division.
I mean,
you didn't really have
that
much vision.
I did tell you that. And mm-hmm. I think if I'm not mistaken, I mm-hmm. told you that I might have been premature. And taking them out when I pulled them out, of the
kiss the baby.
Yeah, I said it wrong.
Yeah,
it
I know what you, I know. I knew what you meant. I knew what
you're gonna be all right today, man.
No, he's not.
I'm not.
Between the iPad and whatever else is going on,
take you back.
Take you back.
All right, can we hear from Dak Prescott? This was from after the Cowboys Eagles game a couple weeks ago when they came back on the Philadelphia Eagles. It certainly sounds like they've got real belief down there now.
Yeah, that game was needed, and no, never blinked, never had any doubt, and 1,000% believed from the beginning. I mean, there was times, right, I'm telling guys, believe, and then there was a moment there in the fourth quarter where Book goes, believe, and I go, I know. Like, we're done with the believe. We've believed long enough, and we've got ourselves back in this game. Like, now you've got to know. And so that's just it's a testament to this brotherhood, sticking together, going down 21 against the defending Super Bowl champs in a division game is tough.
Well, it was a ridiculous game. I mean, just that game really set the scene for where we are now, right? If the Eagles finish that game, this division is a wrap. It almost doesn't even matter what happens the rest of the season. The idea the Cowboys could come back after getting swept by the Eagles would have been just impossible. But the Eagles opened the door for the Dallas Cowboys, and away we go. So much so that Hugh Douglas is picking them to win tonight.
Yeah, I think they win tonight
in Detroit. All right, can we hear from Peter Schrager, ESPN, talking about the Cowboys and what kind of team they are right now?
How many teams are scarier than the Cowboys right this second?
I think they're the scariest team in the NFC right now. Oh, I think that every team is looking at them and saying, please, let's keep them out of the final seven. We don't want to face them in the playoffs. And we were at this very table a few weeks ago when they made the moves. And I said the next 3 weeks are going to define Dak Prescott and define this season. They're 2-for-3. They got to finish the deal on Thursday. They really have a shot.
All right, let me ask you guys a question. If this goes wrong, Hugh, if what we're hoping for doesn't happen and the Eagles do not win the division, do you think it's going to be because the Cowboys just keep playing this way or the Eagles bottom out, right? Like, so there's two ways this could go. If the Cowboys win out, you could say the Eagles collapse, but the Cowboys may just run past them in the race. You know what I mean? Like, they may just zoom past them. It doesn't mean the Eagles lost all these games, but the Cowboys may win all their games, right? What is more? Is that more likely, or if the Eagles blow this, it's because they collapsed?
It's because they collapsed.
Okay.
The Eagles are, like, this is why I feel like, even though I feel that Cowboys are going to win, it doesn't matter because right now, as of today, now that might change Monday, but we are in control of our destiny.
That's true, as of right now.
Four games. That's why, you know, it like, this is where I know a lot of people aren't going to understand what I'm saying, but it makes total sense to me, is that you have to win this game.
The Charger game.
The Charger game.
Starts because with the Chargers.
Thank you, Joe. I know it sounds a real cliche-ish, but it's the truth.
It starts with the Chargers.
It starts with the Chargers. And if you get that game, now you got three. Then it's 2-1 and so forth and so on. That's the reality.
So you're basically saying, like, if the Eagles take care of their business, what the Cowboys
doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It does not matter what the Cowboys do. That's where we are. Now, this is where, you know, you know, I was talking about look at the man in the mirror, because nothing as of today, regardless to what happens tonight, there's nothing the Cowboys can do to overtake the division unless you allow them to.
Of course, yeah.
That's a fact.
Now, the concerning part is we would have said this 3 weeks ago, and the Eagles have begun that process, right? They've lost two in a row, including they've let the Cowboys back in.
And here's the thing, and this is why I believe in Eagles. You know, I believe in Eagles because of what they're telling me. I believe in them because of what they say, and they are in control of they're in control of the narrative. They're in control of what happens Monday. They're in direct control of that. They've dug in and said, okay, Coach Petullo's he's the OC. You know, we're not changing anything. So you know what that means to me? You better tighten your ass up and get in that playbook and execute better. Because it's at this point, the offense is not going to change. So all y'all out there talking about, you know, the offense changing and they need to do that, that's not going to happen. I don't know how many people got to tell you that, but that's not going to happen. I've heard different pundits from all over the NFL realm tell you that that's virtually impossible to do at this point in the season. So the only thing that you can control is execution, making plays, not getting hooked, keeping outside contained, being on the same page as your receiver and running the right route or throwing the right pass.
That's the only thing that's going to save this right now. Oh, yeah, and shout out to A.J. Brown for being the player of the week. That was pretty ironic.
Oh, was he the player of the week?
Yeah,
in the NFC?
Yeah, NFC player of the week or something like that. I said, why? It's funny.
They scored 15 points.
It was the irony.
What the hell did you get that for?
But no, the reality is this, people. And this is where Eagles fans have to come to grips. Nothing's going to change because it can't. We're too far into this.
But then why are the results going to be different?
Because we execute better.
Okay.
You know, like here's the difference between play calling and execution. You can know the play, but can you stop it? Like, we all knew last year that the Eagles were going to run the football. But last year, you couldn't stop the run for the most part.
Right.
Same thing with throwing the football. And the same thing with running the football. And I know that people say, well, but Hugh, we've talked about how much this offensive line is trash all year long. Hey, well, get your blocks better. Put yourself in a better position to be successful with what you are running.
Figure it out, basically. Figure it out.
But no, Joe, you know, okay, let me put it in a way that most people – remember Tecmo Bowl, right?
Of course.
And when you played with the Raiders,
mm-hmm.
who was getting the ball?
Bo.
Because you couldn't stop it.
Could not stop Bo Jackson.
So – because it was the execution. If you ran Bo to the corner in Tecmo Bowl, you knew if you got that corner, it was a wrap. He's off to the races. You could run back behind the line of scrimmage, run all the way around, and then steal because Bo was that fast. That's the same thing here. If you know that the Eagles only run a handful of plays, then the quarterback, and I'm not picking on him, I'm just saying the quarterback and the receivers and offensive linemen, they have to do their job well enough to execute those plays.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are. They ain't about to start running crossing routes. They ain't about to start running digs and comebacks. And that's not what they do. They're gonna lock in and run what they run best. They're going to have their best plays, and the players need to execute it. And they need to all be on the same page. We can't have nobody on the sideline talking about my bad. My bad, dog.
No more bads.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No. By the way, did you know that Ohio State has a running back right now named Bo Jackson?
Is that right?
I was watching them against Michigan on Saturday, and he was running the ball. He's like their starting tailback now. And I was like, I felt like I was in a time machine. Now he's clearly not the same Bo Jackson, but or even close to it. But it was kind of cool. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's talk through this. NFC East, are you still confident this division is over? I said a month ago this was a wrap. We raised the banner, and now I'm shaking a little bit. And should I take back the take, which I do not plan to do, but I will consider what you guys say. Aaron in San Diego, up on WIP. Hey, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
So it's Kevin Betullo's fault. It's Nick Sirianni's fault. Mm-hmm. It's Jalen Hurts' fault. But for me, it lies in the responsibility lies in one person's hands, and that's one Joe Giglio.
I figured, yeah.
I told you to knock on wood because you are nothing but a jinx.
Mm-hmm.
Example number one is the Phillies a couple years ago where you locked in the division and the World Series.
Well, that's not that, No. I did not lock in a World Series. I locked in the division. They won that division. So, okay.
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 So, and then just a fun fact,
mm-hmm.
for all those bettors and all those parlay people out there, the Philadelphia Eagles, when Aaron in San Diego attends an away game in L.A., they are 3-0. The tickets were bought this morning. I had to take out a second mortgage, but me and two of my boys are going, and we're going to give the Chargers everything we got.
You
we're going to cheer on our boys. Let's go, Birds. Hey, I got a question. I got a question for Hugh real quick.
You out of breath?
Hugh?
Yes.
When you guys were in your run, right, and you guys would go to the NFC Championship, you lose – you go to the Super Bowl, you lose. How was it for you guys that next season? In terms of the regular season, did you guys have times where the season just drug on and it just seemed like, you know, a 1,000-pound weight was on your shoulders?
I can tell you more about the NFC Championship losses as opposed to like winning, like going to the Super Bowl, because for me, that my time was winding down, so that was a little different. That was more me figuring out that I was mortal, you know,
that as opposed to getting ready for another season. I didn't know how many more I had left at that point. So I remember the first time we went to the NFC Championship game, right? It was the Giants, I think it was. I think that was the first one. I just remember feeling like I want to see what's on the other side of this, right? So there was more resolve, I think, for everybody. Because it was like we were close. And you're talking about a team that went from, what, 3-13 one year to, what, I think it was 9-7, something like whatever the record was, Andy Reid's first year, to go into the playoffs, to go into an NFC championship game. So now we saw tremendous growth, tremendous leaps and bounds growth over the last couple of years. So my resolve from that first year after the NFC championship was I wanted to see what was on the other side. So I was focused on that. So it was not, you know, it wasn't a letdown because I still had something to shoot for, if that makes sense.
You know, well, you talked about it a couple times throughout the year, and I know we want to point a finger because that's the way that, you know, that's the problem, this is the problem, you know, Kevin Bitullo, Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts.
You literally pointed the finger at me when you called in, as if it's my fault.
I know I did, okay. I know. But I think what we have to look at is, you know, you talked about it, we had a long season last year, right? And imagine you getting to the pinnacle of the mountain, you know, and then having to start all over and do that climb again. At some point during that climb, you're going to falter. You're going to get tired. And I think that what we're seeing is a tired team. You know, the penalties, the lack of execution, the miscommunication, the lack of hustle.
Aaron, you know, I will say this to your point. This feels like a unique year in the NFL because there have been about a handful of teams that have been either in the Super Bowl or knocking on the door for the past 4 or 5 years, and they all seem to be a little bit down this year. And maybe there's a cumulative effect of multiple playoff games every year, year over year, and it's catching up. I'm talking about the Bills, the Chiefs, the Eagles, the Ravens, like those four specifically. Like typically we're just used to them winning 12 games, playing to the divisional round or further, and all of them this year look not as good as they used to. So maybe there's something to this.
Well, and that's why I have confidence that this team, you know, as we get closer to the playoffs, will find their way. And again, they're going to continue this wagon train to the ultimate goal, Super Bowl 60, Levi Stadium. Everybody out there, you got to believe. Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts has done it for us 2 of the last 3 years. We can do it. I will be out there on Monday. If you guys want to send me a 94WIP shirt, I can do some interviews for the pregame, you know, with the fan, the drunken fans and the tailgates. You know, whatever you guys want to do, just have Blue Jesus Larkin contact me.
You got it. I love that every time someone calls in and mentions Rod Lakin's name, Hugh, you notice it's
Blue Jeans.
Well, it just, he called him Larkin that time. Lakin, yeah. Larkin. It changes each time. Let's go. Before we go any further with the phone calls, Hugh, we have to tell everyone something we have coming up later in the show today. So, Hugh, do you know what today is the beginning of?
What?
My fault for asking.
Yes, yes. Holiday stocking day. What are you talking about? I thought you were talking about something else.
Oh. Let's just play the sound.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
Well, I forgot about that one.
Yes!
He dragged you.
As you remembered, it is the beginning of Hugh's holiday stocking, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhardt.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's appliances. All right. So here's what we're going to do today. When you hear that sounder, the one we just played, we're going to play it later on in the show. When you hear that sounder today, you call in. Just regular phone number, 215-592-9494. When you hear that sounder, you call in and you get a chance to play for Hughes Holiday Stocking, the qualifying prize today, the Jack Daniels prize pack with the rocks glasses, the umbrella, the golf tee pack, the playing cards, and a Weber grill brush courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. And if you win today, automatically entered for the grand prize. The Weber Grill courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, the Jack Daniels Yeti Cooler, the Jack Daniels Cornhole Set. All thanks here to Gerhard's Appliances, where you can save up to 40% during their Home for the Holidays appliance sale. Shop local and save big before the holiday rush at Gerhard's Appliances. And thanks to Jack Daniels, where you can find $3 off 1.75 liter bottles of Jack Daniels Tennessee Whiskey and $2 off 750 milliliter bottles of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirit stores. And remember to celebrate responsibly. All right, so when you hear the sounder later in the show, you call in and you have a chance to play. And Hughes Holiday Stocking, of course, is a game where you have to figure out what is in Hughes Holiday Stocking. So we will tell you about it coming up. And good luck to everyone. When you hear the sounder, you give us a phone call. All right, let's go to Matt in Germantown. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's the deal, Die Hard Gilio? Kyle, my favorite barber, Uncle Hubie.
What's up, Matt?
I got to make a quick disclaimer. Mr. Blue Jeans, please just leave Uncle Hubie alone. He's a little ivory. You know, he's like a war vet, you know, with a snaggle tooth. You know, certain times of year, he gets a little wily. You know what I'm saying? Just give my OG a little bit of grace. Hey. I want to make a quick point from yesterday.
A PSA to Blue Jeans.
Got one love, Mr. Blue Jeans. We appreciate you. Uncle Hubie's in a great place. We just want to keep facilitating that. Just a quick point from yesterday. I feel like right now, Hugh should know this, and maybe Joe too. I feel like the Eagles, we're like the game of a dead eye, the James Bond game, the 007 game.
Yeah. Goldeneye.
Yeah, we're Goldeneye. And we the goal, and then watch this. It's not on the gun, it's on who's behind the gun. Mm. Now, you can either be a rookie or you can be a vet. You see what I'm saying? And what I've noticed just from a trend that when we have vets behind the gun, we win. And when we don't got vets behind the gun, we look crazy. In terms of this division, like I told my favorite barber, I'm going to double down and just try to believe. I'm going to lie to myself. I'm going to do something with the ladies do. I'm going to believe the lie, right? Believe because him. We have a Walter Payton nominee on the line, even though he's playing not like a Walter Payton player. But listen, I'm going to believe the lie, all right? And hopefully it just comes true. You see what I'm saying? And Jordan Maliata said that he believes that we're different because we got the ring compared to not two, and we're going to put that work in. And kind of what old boy said from San Diego, there is some fatigue there. But I think this is put up or shut up time, because now if we're going to reevaluate everything, then coaching is definitely a part of it. And I've noticed personally that our losses came from short weeks. In those short weeks, to me, that's all coaching. That's all how you get your players together. That's preparation.
Yeah, Matt, it is an interesting parallel. They've lost four games, right? And both were in back-to-backs. And it was the exact same thing. They blew a big lead to Denver and then lost a short week to the Giants. They blew a big lead to Dallas, lost a short week to the Bears. It's like we've had the same thing twice. It's a weird dynamic to get to those four losses this year.
Yep. And that's where it comes to now. At what point in time is Nick Sirianni going to take his head out of his backside and maybe be a little more humble to change how he's operating? Because if you keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result, what's that, Hugh?
That's the sanity.
That's exactly
the
right. Sanity. Darn yeah. Right, yep.
Indeed. So I don't think people here in Philly are crazy. I think Nick Sirianni has a brain, or else he wouldn't have had this his record, and we wouldn't be in the position we're in. At this point in time, I honestly think, like Hugh's been saying, you got to listen. And I had to put my little young pride to the side. That's why I appreciate Uncle Hughie. Everybody has to have their come to Jesus moment in STFU. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is about team now. Even if I don't like you, I don't like how you feel, I don't know, whatever the case may be, we all have a goal. We just achieved a goal. It's right in front of us to achieve the same goal. It's okay. Just put your pride to the side. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. And I'm pretty sure if that happens, we'll see a dramatic change that what everybody wants to see. Because I personally, when I played high school basketball years ago, I was on an extremely talented team my senior year. But we could have won it all. Like, Hugh, we went to states and everything. We were like 2 games away from going straight to Hershey. Mm-hmm. And the only difference between us going to Hershey and us going that far, it wasn't just how talented we was, it was how prideful most of the team was. Mm. Some people thought they were better than others, and that's what held us back ultimately. We had 3 D1 players on that team, and one of them right now that was playing on that team is actually playing in the league as we speak. Mm-hmm. So we have the talent, but it's about personalities and pride.
Always is, Matt. Good phone call, man. We appreciate it.
Very good phone call, brother.
Very good phone call. As he brought up 007, James Bond.
Yeah.
Speaking of that,
Odd Job was a cheat code, wasn't it?
I think it was, yeah.
Odd Job was a cheap car.
When I got in the car last night after we were at the Flyers game, I heard something shocking.
What's that?
So TK was hosting, and Buzz was producing. No, that's not right.
MC Low T.
Not right.
That's dog.
His name. Yeah, Low T.
No, this was a Buzz take I heard yesterday.
Heartthrob Buzz?
Because Heartthrob Buzz last night said he'd never heard of Pierce Brosnan.
Seriously? Who the hell's that?
The actor.
You know what? Seriously, Kyle, are you playing?
No. You ever seen Mrs. Doubtfire? You've never seen Mrs. Doubtfire?
Nope.
Definitely ain't seen Remington Steele.
Well, James. All right. Maybe we're aging ourselves.
What did Rodney say about a couple months ago?
We're aging out?
Yeah. We are aging out.
I can't believe multiple people around here have no idea who Pierce Brosnan is.
This is what aging out feels like.
All right, one more poll today. Do you know who Pierce Brosnan is?
I don't even know how to spell it.
All right, I'll send it to you. 215-592-9494.
You know what's funny? Speaking of that, when we were doing the Players Lounge Monday, we were talking to the Players Lounge quarterback, mm-hmm. Tanner McKee. And we said, because he's from California, he's from out that way.
Does he know who Pierce Brosnan is?
No, but he didn't know who MC Hammer was.
Really?
And he looked at us with a straight face. And he was like, I don't know who that is.
We might be aging out. That might be it. All right, your phone call's coming up.
I kind of recognize him.
We are aging out.
We also want to get to something Seth Joyner said the other day, what he's noticing with this team, and Jason Kelsey's response to that this morning. All coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I think I got another read, and I got a read.
Sure
it's right
do.
Here. Yes.
Sure do.
Yep, great. This holiday season, warm up with the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's bold, vibrant blackberry flavored, blended with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a touch of honey. It's the perfect pour for holiday parties, family gatherings, or a quiet night by the fire. Make your season merry with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Stop by your local fine wine and good spirits stores and pick you up a couple bottles to shake up your own festive Jack Daniel's Blackberry cocktail. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Celebrate this season responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.